This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can make it better in 2 sound bites.
Okay.
2 sound bites. First of all, I don't know how many of you were paying attention, but the general manager of the 49ers goes by the name of John Lynch. He told you 3 weeks ago that this is what they were going to do.
You know, I think since Kyle and I've been here, we've been, certainly a top five, I believe, number 2 cash spending team. You know, in the last 5 years, I think we're 4 years going into the 4th year, I think we're the 4th highest cash spending team. So we're at some point, you have to reset a little bit or at least recalibrate. You can't just keep pressing the pedal. And I think there's some good that can come out of it. We need to get younger. You know, I think we're the oldest team in football, trying to make a run at the deal last year. And I think it's good to constantly get younger. Our draft class last year was a great move towards that. We'll have 4 picks in the top 100. If the comp picks happen like we see it, that's always a calculation. You know, we'll have 10 picks overall. And we're excited about adding more youth to a great core of players that we already have.
So, like, you don't have to agree with it anymore than you did yesterday or today or whatever. But I don't think, here's kind of what I mean. I don't think the Niners are, like, getting beat to a bunch of people this week. I don't think that they want to be signing the people that they have not signed this week.
That's fair to say.
Good.
But, you know, and I don't want to get into this, like, well, then who do they have in their place? And you'll say, we don't know yet. And I'll say, well, what we have is not good enough. And you'll say, we don't know what they have. It's March. And so
we don't
have to do that dance. All I know is that what they've done in the past is spend a lot of money. And what they've done in the past is win a lot of games. And so 1-6-11 year is now making you realize, oh, we're old and we spend a lot of money. We spend a lot of cash. So now we have to reset. And anytime you're in the front office and you use an R word, reset, rebuild, reload.
Recalibrate,
yeah, regress.
But you're
they're all bad.
How about another R word, which is remember? You're misremembering. The 49ers have not always spent tons of cash and gone to the Super Bowl. That's really a function of the last 2.5 seasons.
Or more, yeah.
They went to a Super Bowl out of the gate before people thought they were going to get there, and they weren't doing that yet. And here is the second sound clip. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Rappaport.
About the 49ers, I'm sure their fans are going crazy. I'm sure. But this is what really good teams should do, right? You should let guys who are looking for third contracts or guys who you can't afford to pay leave, and you draft and develop behind them. Like, that's what, you know, for the Patriots for years did that. The Ravens do it. Steelers do it. Like, the Chiefs certainly do it. The really good teams can let their big ticket free agents go, knowing that they have the confidence in the personnel department to draft behind it.
Okay.
That was abrupt.
A little bit of an abrupt ending there. But anyway, you get the idea. If you do look at the history of the league and the teams that have built themselves a little bit of a resume and a reputation, a couple more R words there. This is what you have to do. I'm not going to argue with you about whether or not it's scary. That's the word I used a week ago. It's a little scary. I don't love it when teams come out and start talking about money with their fans. That's not fun. And largely fans do not want to hear it. They do not want to hear that you want to save money. Nobody wants to hear it. But it is funny. It is funny that we will sit there and we will get very upset about inflated bad contracts that you, quote, shouldn't sign. And then when you sit out the first day of free agency, Tim Kawakami's words moments ago, first day of free agency, most deals are bad, not all, most. That's where the mistakes usually happen. And then we get mad when they're not involved in that. Like maybe, give you another R word, maybe the Niners are being responsible right now. Maybe this is a great thing that's happening right now.
Or maybe they're looking at another R word, which is a regression. Because to just automatically say, well, I mean, Kansas City just replaced guys in the draft. Let's go back not one draft, but two drafts and look what the 49ers did. And you look at Jake Moody and Cameron Latu and Daryl Luter and Robert Beal and Braden Willis and Ronnie Bell.
Sure.
That was your draft, that's which was
draft.
Really, really bad. And Jair Brown, I left out because I don't know what he is.
Not great.
I'm looking at nine. Not great, Bob. I'm looking at nine picks, and I look at Moody. Nobody wants him around. Latu never played. Luter, no. Beal, no. Winters, is he going to replace Greenlaw?
You're actually underselling how bad it was.
Well, because their first-round pick was gone.
Exactly. Because his name was Trey Lance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you want to just, like, automatically, 2024, amazeballs.
No,
they're going to do it again.
No, no automatic. No.
Well, that's what that second soundbite that was supposed to make me feel good was centered around.
Well, the draft hasn't happened yet. Is it going to be 2 years ago or last year? I don't know, but I think the point he's making is this is the job of a team. This is always the job of an NFL team. And so we're uncomfortable with something happening right now that, quite frankly, is inevitable. And probably the right process if they hit on it. And that's why I'm saying
it's a big if.
Well, I mean, but that's, again, that's what you do. Here's what I would say to you, Dibs. The bottom line is to do it the other way, I know, is a mistake. This at least opens you up for maybe you hit on the picks. Maybe you do find some found money in free agency day 2, 3, 4. And maybe that goes well. But, like, for instance, I didn't do it because today was a little bit of a crazy day. But my guys who run that station out in Wisconsin, they texted yesterday. They're like, can you come on the show? Mason Crosby, the former kicker.
Oh, yeah.
Can you come on the show to talk about Aaron Banks? Do you want to know what I would have said if I had done the interview? Dude, you guys get snookered.
Yeah,
$77 million.
It doesn't matter the money.
Aaron, of course it does.
All that matters is he a good player?
No,
if you can afford it,
and even that is debatable.
Well, then the Niners got schnookered over Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk.
How?
I mean, Brandon Ayuk, he has played 3.5 games or 5 games since you signed him.
Look,
Deebo Samuel, you gave him a fresh deal and fresh money, and then now you traded him for a 5th-round pick, and you had to eat $30
million? Yeah, but
you got snookered.
But Deebo Samuel was a wonderful 49er for a long time.
Not during the restructure.
That's when you got
snookered.
That was like $2 in NFL terms.
It was $30 million of a cap hit. So
no, that's an accelerated. It was already going to be 15.
But
they just moved
the initial,
it to 1 year.
The initial contract, I would argue, because they gave him a new contract and
went to a Super Bowl.
And you traded him now.
And came within a breath of winning.
You got rid of him.
I mean,
Trent Williams, you gave him new money, and now he played about half a year. So if you want to talk about getting schnookered, we can go through all the schnookerings because the 49ers have gotten schnookered themselves.
Who hasn't, Dibs?
That's the point. So for you to,
that's not the point.
For you to threaten to go on Green Bay radio and say they got schnookered, he might be an all-pro. You don't know that.
What? Okay.
So how can you go out and preemptively
say
that Aaron Banks is not going to be that
been.
Good?
Because he's never been.
Well, does
he's
that mean he been. Can't be? Well, is he allowed to be
gonna
good?
You're going
to
tell me that in year 5, he's suddenly going to become someone he never has been?
He's been a good player.
Jalen Moore doesn't even start, and the Chiefs are giving him $15 million a year to protect Mahomes' blindside? You're telling me that's a good deal.
Are you saying that a player in a new system, in a new circumstance, can't be better?
Are you saying that you should be taking chances like that with your money when you've already been the top cash-spending team for a number of years in the NFL? Yes,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Opposed to, let's draft Drake Jackson, Ty Davis Price, Danny Gray, Samuel Womack. No, I'm just going back.
I'm going draft by draft.
I gave you last draft. And then I gave you the draft before, I'm going the draft before that, and I haven't even gotten to Brock Purdy.
If I had a dollar for every bad draft pick that every time you mention it, I could retire. But you never bring up the hits.
I always do.
You never do.
False. And just going back in time right now, and I just gave you last year's draft where they had 6 or 7 hits, and I had named them. I put their names out there. Yeah. I gave it to you. Yeah. And then I did the year before, and you and I both agreed it was a disaster. And the year before that, I'm just looking at it. I don't have it all committed to memory. I'm not Joe Shasky. I don't memorize all this stuff. I have to look it up. And I look at Nick Zakel and Kalia Davis, who's actually now back with the team. Tariq Castro Fields, and then a guy named Brock Purdy was the saving grace in the whole draft. Yeah. So you get mega points for that. But by and large, your drafts have been really bad in the last 3 years. we can go back 4 years.
Except for they nailed last year, so not the last 3 years.
Okay, so 2 of the last 3.
Okay.
And so if you're just automatically going to say, I have faith in these guys to just find 7 guys this year to plug and play.
Literally started the show by saying I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt for now.
And I said at the start of the show that I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt for this very reason.
That's fine, but that's not even necessarily about the process that they're using. I don't think you can categorically say that the 49ers have totally messed this thing up yet when you're staring at a roster and we don't even know who's on it yet. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a hit. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that the final answer is not here yet. So in this moment, the discussion to have is whether or not you've given the benefit of the doubt. You say no.
Right.
I say yes, that's fine. But I'd argue that the reason you're saying no is because you go back in time and you only pick out all the things they've done wrong.
False.
When the other truth is that this is a regime that has been to 2 Super Bowls in 6 years and is loaded with draft picks that they've wanted to re-sign. Of course, every team screws up picks. It's a total inexact science. I mean, you could do what you're doing right now to any football team, even the best.
Well, let's go to the 2021 draft. And that's the Trey Lance one, and we're going to put that aside because we've all ad nauseum acknowledged what a debacle that was.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Aaron Banks in the second round. You didn't re-sign him. Trey Sermon in the third round, he was no good. Jalen Moore in the fifth?
But you want to.
I do want to, but they don't. So you want to talk about process versus results?
Wow.
Draft, develop, and keep? They drafted, and maybe they didn't develop, but they didn't keep. Diamador Lenore in the fifth? Awesome. Hufanga in the fifth? Well, you didn't keep him. Elijah Mitchell in the sixth?
But you wanted to.
I mean, Hufanga?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so
at a lower price? Elijah Mitchell?
Do you see what I'm saying about cherry picking?
You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I'm not cherry picking.
You are. Because
if you just listen, I'll tell you.
I am listening.
If you just take a playoff and listen,
oh, okay.
What I'm telling you is you drafted all these players who are good enough to get contracts elsewhere, but you decided that you didn't want to give them new contracts.
So then you're
going to
say that they're bad picks. Even though you think that they should get $77
million. What I'm
saying
is your process is flawed.
No,
why
not.
Did you keep Diamador Lenore?
Because he's really good.
Because you signed him 5 months ago, and you got ahead of it. If he would have gone to free agency now, he would have been a lot more money.
He's so much better than the other players you're talking about.
I disagree.
Oh, God.
Well, other teams are valuing players at a level that you could have. Are you telling me you couldn't have signed Aaron Banks 5 months ago to half of what he got yesterday?
Aaron Banks.
Right. You could have.
Was not good.
Yeah,
end of sentence.
That's not what Green Bay thinks. A team that's better than you right now.
Oh, they are?
They went further than the playoffs than you last year, did they not?
Yes, they did. So
there you go.
So that's the end of that.
Right now is all I said. Green Bay was better than you last year.
Yes, and you beat them in the playoffs the year before that.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And so, last year, they were better than you. They're trending upward, and they think that Aaron Banks is probably pretty good.
Yeah,
so they signed him.
And I think they're wrong. I think it's an absolutely absurd contract for a player who did not perform last year by data and opinion.
My only point in this is that we look at draft classes, and we can look at Ty Davis Price. Fine, he was a miss, and nobody else signed him. That's a miss. But when you have Banks and Moore and Hufanga and Mitchell, and they all eventually go elsewhere, that to me is a question mark because, for whatever reasons, Hufanga was hurt, Mitchell was hurt, you signed Lenore early because you think he's amazing and he probably is really, really good.
Way better player than any of these guys.
Yeah, you signed him early, and yet Banks was able to go out there and Jalen Moore, a guy you spent fifth round capital on, and
it's just
you
an
decided that you didn't want to sign him.
Yeah, it's an interesting philosophy that it seems like you're throwing out there, which is if someone else wants him, you should too. Like, I don't care if somebody else wants them.
Yeah.
Somebody else might be in a completely different situation.
They might be.
They might be misevaluating, which would be a misevaluation sensation.
It would be. That's a bug.
They might be overvaluing. They might be stuck in the mud based on positional need. I have no idea. I am not an expert on the Green Bay Packers. I can tell you that if their GM was sitting in front of me, I'd be like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Like, what do you see in Aaron Banks that no one else saw? Like, Aaron Banks was objectively not very good last year. And their offensive line, collectively, was not very good last year. So to start throwing massive dollars at underperforming pieces and position groups, to me, is crazy. I just don't know why you would do that.
I just don't know why we would look at a team that drafts, and when you draft well, and you have players that you have for 3 and 4 years, why wouldn't you look to sign them early and keep them as opposed to...
Because they're not good.
Well, and that's your opinion, and it might be their opinion too. And I look forward this year to seeing Jalen Moore on a team that is really, really good every single year, and now he's playing left tackle to protect Patrick Mahomes.
Like, I'm sure
does Kansas City think he's pretty good?
I don't know.
They must.
I'm sure that he's going to be fine, but it's not even just a matter of, like, do they stink or are they good? It's a matter of what it costs you. Like, there's no way in my mind that Banks plays up to that number. It doesn't mean he's the worst player in the world, but that number is completely out of control. And I promise you, if the Niners had done that, I and many others would be right here on these microphones to criticize that deal. I bet you would too.
No, no chance.
Why?
Because I like Aaron Banks.
You do?
I do.
What do you love about him?
I like that he's got some size, and I like that he's a good run blocker. He's a road grader, and whether or not last year was a down year, you could look at the entire team, and it's not always as simple as, they can't.
Not very convincing.
Okay.
What do you love about the player?
Never mind. I like his feet, Mark. I like his footwork, Mark. Right. I like his hand placement when he pulls.
Let's go to JT in San Jose.
Just because you can't run the ball doesn't mean that the offensive line is necessarily to blame.
What's up, JT? How you doing?
My ears are hurting. I can't take this no more.
Yeah, save us, JT.
We've been horrible. My thing is, are these guys working from home, or are they actually going out and looking at people to tell me that they're good enough for the NFL? I can't think on top of my head when we had a good draft year. How many times have we missed on wide receivers? You got to be kidding me.
JT, you don't think last year was a good draft?
Well, you've had a couple of hits, but you can't, when you're having as many picks as you're having and you're missing on the majority of them. I look at how many times have we've put in for receivers. How many times have we had busts in those receivers? How long have we waited to have a number one receiver? That would be the question.
I mean,
before you go, Terrell Owens, that was a long time ago.
If you want to play this, JT, I mean, the numbers that Ayuk put up 2 years ago are commensurate with number one receivers. That was 2 years ago. I know that the story has changed 1,000 different ways, but prior to last season, people were pretty stoked on the Brandon Ayuk pick.
1 year, honestly, he had one good year, solid, great year. We paid him for that, right? What did you have before that?
Multiple 1,000-yard seasons. Deebo Samuel, that's a hit. Juwan Jennings, that's a hit. I like Ricky Pearsall. It's largely a wide receiver room that's been homegrown. No, JT?
No, but you can't say – no, there's no way that my boy was a wide receiver. He was a running back.
Who?
He was great in the little 10-yard Deebo.
Deebo?
He's not.
3 years ago, he caught 1,300 yards. Caught, JT. I'm not here to tell you the Niners nail every pick, but my goodness, we get real selective with this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.